Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
What's up? What's happening? It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube where you see, is that Capital One Arena you're sitting at? Oh, it sure is. It sure is Capital One Arena that I am at today ahead of the Bulls and Wizards tonight. NBA Cup action. So, Anthony, basically I had to come see that big fancy red floor for myself.
Was it hard on the eyes?
No, I feel like it's easier on the eyes in person. I feel like one of the weird things about, and obviously it's a Vibe Check Tuesday. We will get into all the football here very, very quickly. And we actually have some breaking roster news in 30 seconds. But just to finish the thought, on TV, I often feel like it's hard to tell that it's a wooden floor. It almost looks like a sport court situation. You can tell it's wood when you're in person. You're like, oh, that's an NBA floor. It's just painted funny. So that's that.
Yeah, I gotta see it for myself then. I just gotta wait then.
Okay,
it does look very, very tough to
I mean, if you want to come after we're done today,
I could do that too.
You could we can get you in here. Anyway, apropos of none of that, it is a Vibe Check Tuesday here on the Hoffman Show, and it's a Vibe Check Tuesday that starts with breaking news. The Commanders have placed Austin Seibert on IR. So that hip either got re-aggravated, wasn't good enough to kick in the first place, and he passed whatever tests, and that was a bad idea. Or they were like, look, buddy, you can be on IR, and you can rehab for a bunch of weeks here, or we're going to cut you. And he was like, I'll go on IR. So it looks like, I would imagine, Zane Gonzalez is going to be the kicker for the Commanders. He's still on their practice squad. They can call him up one more time. But in the immediate, or I guess two more times, I think you can call a guy up three times from the practice squad, and I think he just kicked once. And in the meantime, the Commanders signed Chris Rodriguez back to the team. Now, Austin Eckler is not on IR, so even if he's out this weekend, I guess they don't think he's going to need to miss multiple weeks, which is honestly fantastic considering how scary that injury was in the moment. The Commanders also released Marquise Hayes, a guard from their practice squad. They signed a defensive tackle, Viliami Fehoko Jr. So they add a little bit of depth on the defensive line. Practice squad, these practice squad guys, all due respect to them, but they tend to get rotated out throughout the season. And I guess this guy's time. So that is the news. Austin Seibert, fresh off of the very frustrating misses over the weekend, where he did not look like himself, missed the first two extra points he's missed all year, is headed to IR, and the Commanders will likely have Zane Gonzalez kicking on Sunday against Tennessee. Coming up on the show today, it is a weird day for us because it's our last day of the week, and it's only Tuesday between the holiday, and we got Maryland hoops on our station tomorrow. So, Anthony, we're going to try to fit basically four shows worth of content into one show that ends 15 minutes early.
I think we're the guys for the job, Craig.
I agree. And to start, let's get right into it. We typically start Tuesday with some reflections from the film, and then we get to your calls at 301-230-0980 because that's how Vibe Check Tuesday works. It is your vibe, not necessarily mine. I will say my vibe, though, is pretty frustrated, Anthony. That is some really frustrating film to watch. And on the highest of levels, it is a reminder of what the standard is in the NFL. And that is, offensively, there is one standard, and defensively, there is another. Because if you were to green dot, red dot the film, play by play by play, green dots for good plays, red dots for bad plays, there isn't that much difference in the offensive and the defensive number of green and red dots. Which I know sounds crazy, because the defense held a shutout till almost halftime and held the Cowboys to 10 points into the fourth quarter, and then the offense only scored 9 into the fourth quarter. And even through that portion of the game, first three quarters, take the zany fourth out of it, green dots, red dots, not that dissimilar. The problem is you need so many more green dots on offense than you do on defense. And so what would happen is the Commanders would start to put together a drive, and then Tyler Biadasz quick snaps. He accidentally snaps on one when it's supposed to be snapped on two. Now you're in second and long. You have an incompletion on second and long, and now you're in third and long, or you have a short pass, whatever it was, and now Dallas is bringing a blitz, and Jaden's under pressure, and he's flushing out, and he can't find anybody downfield, and poopsie-daisy. You have another drive where you have a holding penalty. Actually, they overcame one of their holding penalties in the game. That was a Senate hold. But, like, you have a bad run. Okay, we got one red dot. Now we got an incompletion. That's another red dot. And now you're in third and long, and they're, now all of a sudden we're in this three and out zone that they get to in the third quarter. But on defense, like, you'd think, oh, my God, they were dominant. They didn't give up anything. Well, you have the missed field goal. Things are accentuated by, or I should say, you have a missed field goal and a blocked field goal. They also blocked a punt, which is cool, but doesn't really affect the defense at all outside of field position. But, like, they would make a play, give up a play. Make a play, give up a play. And I think that is what makes this film so frustrating, is it's just in the biggest moments. Like, offensively, they could not make the plays. Jaden was 0 of 7 on third down in this game. 0 of 6 against man coverage, which is wild. And then part of it was the way the Cowboys played. Because, Anthony, we actually talked at the tail end of the show yesterday about the Commanders' pass rush and how ineffective it was and how Dan Quinn was super not thrilled with it after the game. And so I brought that thought to the podcast, and Logan, like, brushed me off. And I was like, dude, they had 4 pressures. And he's like, well, let's look at it. Anthony, the Cowboys threw, like, 6 passes past 10 yards in the entire game. 2 of those 6 were play action. So if the Commanders got 4 pressures, and they were to come on those 4 snaps that were not quick game and not play action, their pressure rate and true dropback would have been 100%.
Yeah.
So that tends to change your impression of things just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So the Cowboys just played this extremely, extremely conservative game plan where they either ran the ball, and they were way more effective. That's the thing that I think is frustrating on the defensive side, is they gave up major rush yardage. But at the same time, they play with lighter boxes. They know they're bend but don't break on some level. Although they would, of course, love to stuff the run. Like, they do give up some of what they give up by design. And then, realistically, they did a good job of keeping everything else in front of them outside of, like, one or two plays. The St. Juice chin combo screw up down the right sideline right before the half, which cost them 3 points. BSJ is playing underneath it. Chin is over the top of it, and somehow the ball gets in between the two of them. Either one of them, please make a play. Be our guest. They don't. Chin, by the way, not as good in this game as I thought he was initially. That's why you watch the tape. Plays hard, plays fast, plays physical, some coverage issues, and some run fit issues. But that play, and then they have this one crosser to CeeDee Lamb that's just an outrageous play by CeeDee Lamb to, as he's running all the way across the field, cut in front of a defender and snatch the ball out of midair. But Lamb had 10 catches or 12 like total attempts in the game. He ran 9 hitches, that one crosser, and then he had a like shovel pass on the reverse where Dorrance Armstrong harangued him. And then he had one of the ones where he was lined up in the backfield on like the second play of the game. It was a pitch, but they made sure to pitch it forward so it counted as a pass attempt, which is very silly. I mean, that's actually not silly. It's actually smart because if, God forbid, the guy drops it, it's an incomplete pass instead of a fumble. But anyway, it's not a rushing attempt. It's a pass. Those are the 12 targets that CeeDee Lamb had, and that's why he had 10 catches for 67 yards. He literally had 9 hitches in the game. And they tackled him well on all of them. And so I think that, like, the way the Cowboys played was frustrating and good enough only because they were never forced out of it. Offensively, if Washington had just sustained some drives, they can't play that way. They never did. They just continue to play that way. Not a whole lot you can do. And that kind of is how that game goes. So what do you think about it on the phones? 301-230-0980, 301-0980. It is a Vibe Check Tuesday, and we are seeing where you're at next on the Team 980.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.